downtown. I wanna see you just fly, yeah, yeah, yeah. You come and run zone. Me say.
Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
Stay wild, child, let your hair blow in the wind. Stay there'll be times when darkness sinks in. Don't let it get to you, just keep rolling. You're the light through the mountains. Baby, don't burn out, just keep shining. Stay wild, child, let your hair blow in the wind. Stay wild, child, oh, wild child. Don't listen when they try to fence you. When I'm gone, please don't forget to live it up and get your feet wet. Stay wild, child, let your hair blow.
Hi, you're tuned in to Young Artist Bedroom on CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby. This is Vincent.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm you.
And next up is Chase It
by Nige B. What up?
You had a mind, mind, mind.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 CJSF, Young Artist Bedroom from Burnaby.
Damn right. So my name is Kyle.
I'm Yale.
And I'm Vincent.
Yes, sir.
Kyle, go do your homework.
Ma, I told you I'd do that tomorrow.
You said that yesterday, Kyle.
Yo, this is where time management comes in, man. Because once you start letting that pile of homework just keep piling up and piling up, you're going to need a bulldozer to get that up out your door, man. Yeah, it's like this, okay? You go to school one day, and you have some homework, right? You go to school one day, you have a piece of homework, and you bring it home with you. You get home, and you're like, "Yo, I can either do this piece of homework tonight, or I can go write some lyrics. And of course you're going to choose the lyrics because you love music. That's why you're here. And then you go back to school again the next day, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden that single piece of homework turns into two pieces of homework. And then guess what happens again? You come back to school again the next day. And that two pieces becomes four pieces. And that two, then that four pieces becomes eight pieces. And then that's when you need the bulldozer, okay?
That's why at the end of the year,
yeah,
I don't like when school's ending. Because yeah, most people are like, whoa, I'm done. But I'm panicking to get everything that's been piling up the whole semester.
Absolutely. Especially sometimes towards the end of the year at school, man, they start just giving you piles and piles of homework. Because now they're trying to rush through everything. Because sometimes, I'm not blaming this on the teachers. But sometimes you want to blame the teachers, right? Because then they just start giving you piles of homework. But really, it's your fault. It's really your fault. And it's, yeah. Hey, Miss Narber, I told you I got some homework to do. Leave me alone. Is it, you got three pieces of homework, actually. Shoot. Damn, man. So it just, like I said, it piles up and it piles up and it piles up. So here's a little story about how my life got twist turned upside down. No. Hold up. Do we have any moments that we really just, we really got caught behind on homework and we just, we had to rush through it all?
You know, definitely, you know what I mean? All the time.
Absolutely. It happens just about every year, man. Ooh, I remember my grade 9 year, man. My grade 9 year, I wasn't passing. I wasn't passing any classes, okay? No class. I barely showed up to school. I barely made it to class. I didn't even know who my teachers were, okay? You know what I was doing? I was busy at home working on music, because I was an absolute lyrical legend. But at the end of the year, things kind of start piling up, right? You don't got nothing done. Your teachers are expecting something from you. Your parents are expecting something from you. So then you just really gotta binge your own homework, which is not the way you want to hear the word binge, okay? When you think of the word binge, you think about a TV show, you think about a playlist,
something
you think
fun.
About an album. Yeah. Absolutely. But when you're binging homework, there is nothing worse than picking up the pencil, man. Nothing worse than picking up that pencil. Because you see the stack of paper in front of you, and you don't know what any of it means. Nothing.
Honestly, it's just procrastination. I can't even pick up the pencil, man. Like,
I think it's important, though, because when you have to pick up the pencil and do 5 hours of homework,
absolutely,
you can't pick up the pencil and write lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
No. Man, sometimes you're catching up on that homework and I write a little rhyme in there, you know? This is exactly where my song Tiny Raps came from. I wrote a song called Tiny Raps, right? I was doing homework one day, and I had a bunch of sticky notes with me, and, you know, I was supposed to be annotating a piece of work or something. It was like an article or something, and I looked at that sticky note. I was like, yo, the creative process is kicking in, man. The creative process is kicking in. So I went up, and I said, boom, bap. Tiny raps that'll combat you with the slap. I'm on a hustle, beware of an attack. I'm a wild boy, so your lungs will get cracked and become history, a thing of the past. Boom, bap, shapow, and now I'm on the prowl. I'm like the Dark Knight, but you won't see me wear a cowl. All these nouns are getting sour, building up like dough within an hour. If you believe you're a horse, then say you were power, or forever be a coward. And that's exactly where that came from, man. I don't even think I finished that piece of homework, man. I don't think I finished that piece of homework. And I ended up making a whole song. A whole song.
Yeah, I agree. Like, honestly, like, my parents, they would kill me whenever I didn't finish my
Absolutely,
homework.
Absolutely.
Speaking of songs, speaking of music,
let's just get to it, man. Let's get to it.
Together at our last breath, I can take yours, and you can take mine. No fairy tale ending because the politicians wrote it in. It's so dark out there with the end in sight.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Change it.